Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to apply the gospel of the kingdom to dark-skinned people. And we want to learn what God has got for us today. What is his agenda for dark-skinned people today? Now, our text is Romans chapter 15 and then verse 4. What I'm going to do is I'm going to lay a foundation, and then I'll talk to you about five things that God wants dark-skinned people to perform today. Let's rise up for the reading of God's word. For whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Please be seated. The Bible says that whatsoever things were written. Whatsoever things means that everything that has been written, and the Bible is really talking about the Old Testament over here. They were written for our learning. Not for our reading. So we have to learn the Old Testament. Why should we do that? The Bible says that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So as dark-skinned people, there are things that have been written in the Old Testament concerning us, which we have to learn. And those things are going to come to pass in our lives. The Bible is really talking about something that gives us hope. It's not talking about our negative history, you know, because if you read the Bible, you see some places where there are negative things. Yeah, concerning us. But we thank God for Jesus. He ended the bad history. So that the history that must repeat itself is the good history. Hallelujah. About you and I. I thank God for Jesus when he said that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. All of the negative things of the day, he says that it is sufficient unto that day. In other words, your bad history is not going to repeat itself in your life.
Hallelujah.
Bad things that dark-skinned people did in times past will not repeat itself. Amen. In your life.
Amen.
The Bible is talking about a good history. That is why he said, learn the Old Testament. Whatever was written. Because the aim is that God wants to give you hope, not hope that the bad things will repeat itself. It's not a good hope. I hope you understand that. He's talking about the good things that have happened before occurring in your life. So if you look at the things that God used our skin people to do in the past, it can give you an idea of the things that God wants to do today. The reason is simple. Romans chapter 11 verse 29. The Bible says, but the gifts and the callings of the Lord is without repentance. The gifts and the callings of the Lord is redoubt repentance. In other words, when God calls you, He doesn't uncall you. When God gives you a gift, He doesn't take it back. That is what that scripture is saying. So if God uses our people in times past in a certain way, it gives us an idea of what God wants to use us for today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that it was in Africa that Israel was born.
Hallelujah! Was Africa Israel?
You see, if God wants to start something physical, He has to get some physical people. Once He wanted to start a physical nation called
Israel,
He had to get a mother, a physical mother, who is going to take Israel into her bosom and nurture
Israel,
prepare Israel, and then push Israel out as a nation. So that is what happened. God brought the last father, Jacob, Joseph was already there, into Egypt.
Now when you come on the team possible, Emma Jacob or Dano, Yetuana, Emma Egypt or Joseph war.
And took very good care of them.
Now when you show them,
in fact, they lived in the best of places. Because Joseph, who was the prime minister of Egypt at the time, took very good care of his Jewish brothers.
Now Emrena not Joseph.
So they were enjoying in the womb of
Africa.
And through our feeding, they were feeding. Until they grew and they became very big. This was the third trimester. At that time, you know that if the baby is comfortable in the womb of the mother, there will be no birth. So suddenly, your body, which was good to you, begins to oppress you.
And it wankasa wuni pebiana, ebanishem na, uhuanju, nubose, nipebiana kasa titi.
Mothers know what I'm talking about. So there arose a Pharaoh who didn't know the people of Israel. Because it was the third trimester. And they oppressed the people of Israel that they felt like going out of their mother's womb. Finally, they left. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And this is what I want you to understand. That if God found us worthy to be the mothers of His people, then today, God is looking up to the nation of dark skin people to conceive His people. I said to conceive His purpose. To conceive His agenda. And bring forth to it. Hallelujah. That is why you and I have been gifted and graced. That beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, dark-skinned people are going to pray. They are going to bring the offerings of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
They are going to birth the offerings of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that the spirit of supplication, the spirit of asking things from people that seem to be a feature of dark-skinned people. Every time they are stretching their hands and asking somebody, give me something, it is something which is perverted. It is a grace God has given to us. They call it in Zechariah the spirit of supplication. And the spirit of supplication is for us to ask God for supplies, to supplicate, to cry out to God, that Lord God, let your agenda be born on the face of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Our instinct for the spiritual and our instinct for prayer and for asking things is not to be a selfish thing. where we gather in prayer meetings and we are praying just for ourselves. We are praying just for ourselves. There is an agenda of God out there. There are people of God. God wants to beg. As in the beginning, so is it now. But he's looking for people who understand the calling, that the sun is shining, that my gifts and my callings are without repentance, and they are opening the door and they are partaking in what God is doing in this end time.
Oh, hallelujah. Shed your wanyamiye. Just a wanyami waya mabrosu. Oh, Subana before Yawana. Wish you be a man bibika cre. Obronukram and bibika cre will be a man bibika cre. Nwanya denam. Yadia boy, a body serve before they are pastor. Sre. Yana baby, I'm Yakutayan bull. When him so when Yamid decided in the same when them of Osama and Ayankasa Yadan and Ayaya Sre. Yawanyamid say, Yamunise. Yabena Yamshishi. Yas Radinam Pibosu.
Thank you.
Yas Radinam for ya. You may use to say when Yamia. Another Shawoma.
Thank you, Lord.
And it is
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, in our prayer services, God wants to see beyond the rivers of Ethiopia a people who take Europe and say that, Lord, what is your kingdom agenda for Europe? We are betting it. We are the mothers of all these people. Don't you know? Have you not been told that Africa is the cradle of civilization? That the first man looked like us? That we betted all the races because out of the dark skin of black comes every color. What? Ladies and gentlemen, what? That we are the... that we are the parent color.
Yes.
We are the parent of the things that God wants to do.
Yes.
As long as it pertains to this earth, he is looking for human instrumentality. And let us not let our problems overwhelm us, that our instinct to pray becomes a selfish one where we are praying for ourselves and all that. Let us take Syria and let us bring God's agenda there. Because Abraham was a Syrian. And God says, I will not leave the Arabic community alone. He ministered to Naaman. And Jesus is going to minister to the Arabic community. Some people must understand the agenda of God.
Yes.
The kingdom agenda. It's not a small agenda that we have food, that our church is growing, then all those kind of things. It is agenda to affect the world, and your church will grow.
Your
church will grow.
Yes.
Pastors, listen, as long as we have this grace and we have this calling, God is calling us one more time to push his people out of Egypt, out of Africa, that all over the world God's kingdom and his agenda will be infecting everybody.
Praise God. Me no me na wajuma ya brother and sister, mama and papa. When yame wa boy say yen na yen wo nioma. Wo say yen pa ba na ya ba na nyara de mama aduane mama dan yo. When yame ya yen say Syria ne be fa, onyame wo trip up na wo ma Syria. Na me no me ya bomb pa ye awu Syria. Onyame pe edia to Syria. And I rather me, young guy. Say, I say, I saw you, you say, your ministry, Kokanya, and yang, and you want for a man to send Nigeria. When you would trip up and over Nigeria, now we'll burn Nigeria through some pire. I want to know what you're saying. And it's my answer, Sayadri. Nayawa, hallelujah. Amen.
The third agenda of God for dark skinned people today.
Now, they are to sum and sunny. Thank you, Jesus.
Which, because he is Alpha and Omega, he is establishing in Africa.
It's
the training of people for God's kingdom agenda.
If there
are any people who understand the kingdom system, it is Africans.
Because
our culture is very close to the kind of system that God wants to establish. If you understand what God did through Egypt, dark skinned people to Moses, Moses had to be trained. The first leader of God's people called Moses had to be trained. He had to be trained for the kingdom system. He wasn't originally to be a lawgiver. Exodus 19, 5-6 says that if they were going to follow the voice of God and the covenant of God, God was going to make them a special people and a kingdom of priests.
Now, when Yamina Sam say, Israel for ebeti won Yakopon ene ne na pam oni won wode a na no nyame be ye won krofo sronko ene asofo
because they shun the kingdom system.
They say say won fa won Yakopon hini nsi hye ni ti.
God gave them the law.
Ene won nyame dem ra na ma won.
But Moses was trained for the kingdom system in Africa.
Na won nyame etiesie Moses e wa bibiman mu se obetena ahini nsi hye.
He was trained for 40 years in the palace of the Pharaoh.
Na onyame ma okọ Pharaoh fie ma yetete ni fie bia nan.
The first leader of Israel.
Onya wo de kan ya no wo di Israel man no.
My black people.
Ah, oye ebi before.
Training him.
Wo mu etete mo.
Afterwards he went for another 40 year training in another black land called Midian.
Na saa so na onya aduanan ya de kan onyame sande no kọ okman foforo so a eya bibi man Midian. E ma yetete ni fie bia nan.
And in Midian, ladies and gentlemen, he met a man called Jethro.
Na media no ohun papa bi e friend Jethro.
His actual name is Reuel.
Jethro ni dian ka say Reuel.
Jethro is like a title.
Jethro dey say abojin bi e dey to so.
Jethro means his excellence.
Ah, Jethro na say ye born abojin man penny his excellency.
Jethro is also translated prince.
Jethro so jamama wa heneba.
This Jethro, who the Bible says was a priest of Midian, was not just a priest but he was his excellency.
Na sa Jethro Bible say no one were here ba were Israel no one were here ba keke wa nama ya friend his excellency.
So he was a priest.
Why you so for?
But he was a prince also.
No one were here ba so.
In Jethro we see the foreshadow of what we should enjoy in the kingdom system as kings and priests.
Wa Jethro mu no when am so say e wa ahenia num ne yehu woni mu say ya be ya ahemfo ene asofo.
So Jethro called Moses.
And it just revealed he was Moses, bra.
Through the seven daughters, he says, "Bring him, come, Moses, come."
And now, ma, and so no. Of Moses, no, Moses, bra.
He gave him a wife.
Was Moses worried?
And then he trained him for 40 years in the kingdom system as a prince and a priest.
And now, what did Moses say? "Wanu shuba ya wasofo eni wahine."
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It's wonderful. So Moses had to be schooled in Midian. Midian is one of the children of Abraham through Keturah.
Na Midian no eya Keturah ma ba kwa by Abraham na ire ba ko Keturah na sema edi ba ko no.
So dark skinned people had to train the people, the first leader of Israel called Moses.
And it be before na we say when Yakobon na ni kan di ni odi kan Moses no.
What does that tell us? That God wants to use us to train kingdom leaders for our time. I will say it again. As it was in the beginning. If we believe that the gospel of the kingdom is going to be re-preached and then the end will come, and we believe we are in the end time, it is time to train kingdom leaders for God's kingdom agenda, because He's about coming as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we shall rule with Him on the earth.
Hallelujah. Now say Jesus said when you mean our shall say no be we near where we are minimum dear. And you know when you mean the year I shall say no sandy abbey beyond set. You better call Titi when you cop on crawfwa. What will be a hidden numa can before it will be my mouth.
That is why in the New Testament also.
And not in our powerful front munoso.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Had to be sent at the time he was being formed. Some people think that Jesus was taken to Egypt when he was a little baby, like 2 months or 3 months. No, he was 2 years old. He was walking. At the age of two, Herod wanted to kill him. So he says, take him away, so that he killed people from 2 years downwards. He was about 2 years old when he left to Egypt. At the time he was being formed, ladies and gentlemen, he picked up the lessons and the cultures of Africa.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Herod. What pursue Okunu? And it's when I miss Joseph that said, Fame Benny Janico. Fanico Egypt. Now, Hona and Pastor Watia, yes, yes, we fear me and only Quanafan and no walk when you crowd with Jinan and so. Nancy, when Yamma Manacoho, Emma Cosia, Egypt, Abra Bomb, Sister Nubibia.
If we train kingdom leaders,
say, I bet it's a hidden mark and before,
ladies and gentlemen, be not deceived. It is by the grace of God that we did it. Who are we to receive the Son of God Most High on our soil?
And for
him to mingle with our people, pick language, pick whatever thing from Africa, until God told him to go back to
Israel.
I believe that just as we train Moses, it is time for us to train kingdom bringers, kingdom leaders.
Hallelujah.
The third thing I want to talk to you about God's kingdom agenda for dark skinned people today is leading the church into the promised land. Leading the church of God into the promised land. If you read Numbers chapter 10, verse 29 downwards, you'll know that although Moses, Aaron, and Miriam were called to lead the people of Israel to the promised land, they could not. Actually, Joshua took them there. And Joshua was with a certain man called Hobab.
Now Joshua no ni papa bi e friend Hobab
ne. Actually he started with Moses in the wilderness.
Oni Moses na sha se wa esre no so.
And Moses appealed to him. This was Moses' brother-in-law, Zipporah, Moses' wife's brother, that come with us and be our eyes, see for us, lead us, be the visionary and take us to the land of promise, because we don't know this terrain. We are in a wilderness. We want to get out. We want to get into rulership in the land of Canaan.
Now our friend Akunta, say Akunta bra.
So although he was not in the original leadership, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, God brought him in to share the leadership of the over 3 million Jews who had to move to the promised land. And in Judges chapter 1 verse 16, he got them there. That dark-skinned man called Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, got them to the promised land. Ladies and gentlemen, it teaches us one thing. It gives us hope for one thing. That whereas the history of Africa, it's as if even there are no black people in the Bible. It's as if, as for us, God cannot use us for anything consequential. But look at the big things that God is using dark-skinned people for. It is the same in the New Testament church. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, dark-skinned people led the New Testament church to a place where they were identified with Jesus. The Bible says it was in Antioch, where there were certain prophets and teachers, and there were five of them. Three were dark-skinned people. Turn to Acts chapter 13. I will show you that. Sure. Now, it was in this Antioch that the disciples, the Holy Spirit records it, they were first called Christians. In other words, it was in Antioch, named after Antiochus Epiphanes, a certain wicked ruler, you know, who, it was in Antioch that the dark-skinned leadership led the church to be identified with Jesus for the first time, that they call them Christians. That's the promised land for the church. When we are identified with Jesus and they call us Christians, like Christ.
Christianity. Hallelujah. What are we a Christian? You won't bounce some saying, I mean, when I won a woman, D. Christianity. Christopher. Then I am a D. Christopher. Hallelujah. Point where I saw for the Amaya and profoundly in a year.
Listen. The ultimate of God is for the church to come to the stature of Christ.
Now, when I meet you, plan is said, I saw you know, you're better Christopher.
This one happened first in Antioch.
Now why that the kind were Antioch?
That disciples were first called Christians.
I just said on Namiasua for no. Yes, friend, I'm a Christopher.
They got to the promised land.
Now one word to
the ultimate of God for the church. Now look at the composition of the leadership of the church in Antioch. Because the point I'm teaching you is that it was dark skinned people God used to send the church in the wilderness to their place of promise.
Now, if I saw what you said, when you put on my before so, and I had to me, when you're in crop for echo, boss,
and he repeats it because the gifts and the callings of God, they cannot be repented. God doesn't change it.
When you're in the Beyonce, so when you're friend, and I don't know the mama wants to say,
are you excited about that?
I'm
teaching you this so that you open your window, your door of faith,
hallelujah,
when you hear this word and let the Son of God shine into the darkness of Africa, that we will walk with God in the light.
Now, in a church
that had raised the ultimate, the disciples were called, identified with Christ,
now,
Christians. There were certain prophets and teachers. Five of them. Number one, Barnabas. Number two, Simeon. He was called Nigger. The Greek, if you take any Greek dictionary, Nigger is black. I know you hear about the word nigger. It's an old Latin that got itself into Greek. Nigger is black in your Greek Bible.
Oh, nigger, if you Bible myself.
That's the first black man. Lucius of Cyrene.
Lucius of Cyrene.
Cyrene, you see. He said of Cyrene. When he says something is off, it means that he comes from there. He's off. He's not even from. You can be from Cyrene and not be off Cyrene. You can be from America and not be off America.
Yeah.
He is off Cyrene. Cyrene is a city in the northeastern part of Libya, which is Africa.
Another nigger. And I have dino.
That's black man, black leader in the church that took them to the promised land. Number two. Some people don't like this prophetic word I am giving to black people. I have called you by name and I'm giving you God's word.
Yes.
You are talking about white people that, God gives specific word. Everywhere you give specific word. Receive it.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going somewhere. Let me finish. Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch.
Hey.
The third black person in the leadership was Saul.
Wow.
I know some of you are confused.
Yes.
You don't know that Saul looked black.
Saul, where you be?
If you go read Acts chapter 21, there was an intelligence officer, a captain. Paul was on trial. He didn't know, he hadn't met Paul physically before. Now, when this captain, this intelligence officer, like a CIA man, saw Paul for the first time, nobody had introduced Paul to him. So he asked, Paul, are you not that Egyptian who led some rebels to rebel in the wilderness? Are you not that? The question is that if Paul had light skin, he had blonde hair, yellow hair, if Paul's hair was yellow and his eyes were blue, like a Scandinavian, somebody from Finland, and his skin was light, will this intelligent captain look at Paul and say, are you not that Egyptian? There was something about Paul that identified him with Africa. So although he was a Jewish person, the captain confused. He said, are you not that Egyptian? Are you not that African? Because his skin was dark.
Hallelujah. But see, Papa, where I see I didn't. I heard Paul, he didn't say, Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to be bypassed at all. As far as the Church of the Lord realizing the full stature of Christ, as it was in the beginning with
Hobab,
as it was the first time the church was identified with Christ, whatever was written is written for our learning.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.